This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Ash and Dean. And one of our favourite community events is coming up. It's just around the corner, isn't it, Ash?
It is, and it is definitely one of my favourite weekends of the year.
It is a fantastic afternoon that happens in the surrounds of the Laird Hotel here in Melbourne. It's Northside Bazaar. Northside Bazaar raises... Pardon?
How bizarre?
Northside Bazaar. Northside Bazaar.
Oh, yes.
We should really work on that for 1 year and then maybe get everyone to lip sync. Look, it's been called like a mini Folsom of types. It's in Melbourne, it's a massive community fundraiser. It's so fantastic. And it raises funds for Joy 94.9 and Thorn Harbour Health's David Williams Fund. Well, now, we should introduce our guest. I'm just sitting here nattering away. But we've got the lovely Kevin Walsh joining us, former Laird Leatherman from last year.
Thank you, guys.
You don't have that title anymore, do you?
No, I'm somewhat less relevant than I used to be.
Oh, you say that, but you're still poking around, aren't you?
I'm not going anywhere.
Now, have you always enjoyed Northside Bazaar?
Always enjoyed Northside Bazaar. Northside Bazaar was one of the first events that I went to.
Really?
Back in the dim, dark, distant past. Yeah. So
been going for like possibly 10 or 11 years.
Yeah, I've not been around as long as I look like I've been around.
Oh, okay.
You've just been out in the sun a little bit.
Yeah, you know, rangers in the sun. I'm sure you can relate.
Yeah.
But it's a really fantastic event. The way in which it started, there were auctions happening in the Laird, and it spread out to be an entire street event and organisation. It's so much fun. You know, instead of me talking about it, why don't we just switch to an interview that I did earlier in the week with the co-owner of the Laird Hotel, Brett Lasham, who's one of the organisers of Northside Bazaar.
The history comes really from a well-known person in the community, Tex McKenzie, who approached me one day because some of the fundraisers of old, we're talking the 2000s, some of the fundraisers had sort of gone by the way, and we wanted, you know, one of the only existing ones still is Mooning in January, but he wanted to keep the vibe alive with fundraisers in a new and different way. You know, we'd have had slave auctions in the past, and he was like, how can we do something else? So it came about by simply sitting there chatting in the beer garden one day and going, let's do an auction at the pub and we'll get people to donate old stuff of theirs and we'll do a barbecue. And now, okay, Tex, how will we do that? Let's do that. And he said, well, let's get formerly Victorian AIDS Council involved, Thorn Harbour Health, and why not Joy as well? Joy can do a barbecue, Victorian AIDS Council do an auction, and we'll run a second-hand goods thing, and that's it, all nicely tucked into the venue.
So for many years, both Joy and formerly VAC, now Thorn Harbour, have been raising funds at Northside Bazaar, and it was taking place within the Laird. It was this huge fundraiser, took over the place, was completely inclusive, and then I believe in 2015, you guys exploded out onto the wider street around the venue.
Yeah, absolutely. It just got too big. The venue could only hold so many people. So many people only have so much money, so we could only raise so much. And it was Tex's idea to go, let's take over the Masonic Hall. And I was like, what? That means, how do you do it? Do we build a bridge across? And he's like, no, Brett, you close off the street. He's like, okay. And that's when I really learned how to do proper event management and really like get involved with the City of Yarra. And all right, let's block off Henry Street. Let's take over the hall. And the guys at the Masonic Hall could not have been more supportive. You know, they give us a community discount, they allow us to have it for the whole weekend, and it really is an amazing thing to be able to put that together. So for the last 4 years, well, this will be the fourth year doing it, we've been out on the street and at the Masonic Hall, just being able to expand it, and that has allowed us to then add extra events onto it as well.
So it's really huge now. It's a massive afternoon. You've got the auctioning happening in the Masonic Hall with not just people's... amazing fetish gear or posters from the history of our community, but lots of auction items have been given by many different organisations or part of the communities within the Laird. You've got the Dan and Jodie crew doing a stage, whether it's drag or maybe a bondage session. Everyone's enjoying themselves in the beer garden. In the alley, you've got a marketplace, and there's even the Master Baker competition, isn't there, with the sport teams pitching in?
The Master Baker was one of my favourite, what would you call it, the way that that came about, the genesis of Master Baker was us sitting there. It was Cal from Thorn Harbour who has been pivotal for as long as he's been there. And we're sitting there going, what can we do? What can we do? And how can we involve this, maybe the sports teams? Because we know they're some of the most active people in the community, active both sports-wise and, maybe in three ways, active and, you know, socially and everything as well. Sexually, I cannot vouch for that. It was how do we get them involved but not have it so that there's an unfair advantage? You can't have the Spikers volleyball guys challenging the rugby guys in a rugby thing. It's not fair. So let's do a non-sports thing, and Cal just said, let's do a bake-off. And we said, well, we can't use a bake-off because, with respect, there's an amazing event already each year at DT's, the bake-off. Let's do something different. And he came up with the name of Master Baker, which if you say it fast three times, it sounds different. So Master Baker, just the name alone, stuck. And we're like, cool, they bake some things. Some people come around and judge them, and they sell them for $1 or $2 a piece. And so, therefore, we're feeding people, we're entertaining people, the teams are all getting exposure, and it's really good. And my mum got to be a judge and is hopefully judging this year as well.
There's so much going on the day. We're putting a call out as well, with people donating their time, with people donating their gear, with everyone having so much happening. It must be fantastic to be a part of such a huge, diverse event that raises funds for Thorn Harbour Health's David Williams Fund and Joy 94.9.
Oh, it is. And, in the early days, it was, you know, when Joy and Thorn Harbour were putting out the call for volunteers, even people were like, oh, so what's this thing? And now the volunteers are going, I want to volunteer for that event. I want to do that. It's almost like to the carnival status of where, I know exactly what's involved. I stand here and I raise money by shaking a bucket, or I'm over here helping with some infrastructure things. For starters, the volunteers are the people that I already want to put a pre-shout out to, because those people are amazing. And then there's the behind-the-scenes infrastructure people. There's people like, just the Melbourne Rubbermen, Eagle Leather, that just get, you know, if I start, then I keep going.
The community really do get behind this. It's one of the things which I think is great. We've had Vic Bears doing the barbecue as well. It is so wonderful to see, whether it's a sports team, Melbourne Rubber, Vic Bears, the community really comes together for Northside Bazaar. It's a huge fundraiser, but to see the community come together like that is wonderful.
Oh, absolutely. And then 2018 was the year that we saw where Vic Bears stepped in and really they ran that barbecue like, those guys know food and they know how to serve it and they know how to do it, and the whole from the right back end, from the prep to the serving and everything. And it was amazing to have them officially come on board and make that their sort of own little area. Took a lot of strain off our volunteer database as well, so allowing us to just put our resources everywhere else. And it's just, look, it really is, you know, when you say community, it really is a good show of what the community can do when we get together.
That was co-owner of the Laird and one of the organisers of Northside Bazaar, Brett Lasham, having a chat with me about the Northside Bazaar that's coming up on Saturday the 19th of October. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Ash, and I'm also joined in the studio with Kevin Walsh, who's going to be organising one of the spaces in Northside Bazaar, the Leather Treasure area, aren't you, Kevin?
That's correct, Dave.
Which is very exciting, but we'll get to that. But there's other areas that are very exciting as well. Like Brett was saying, there's the Master Baker area where all of these sport teams come together and just make some baked goods. You can donate a coin and get some snacks, which is always a joy for me.
And, of course, I personally have volunteered for the last few years on a coffee cart, making coffee there.
So yeah, you can go and very necessary.
Buy your coffee. You don't have to worry about going and getting a pre-coffee. You can get your coffee there, and all of the proceeds support the charities, which is great. This year I won't be doing it. I pre-volunteered in training some of the volunteers at Thorn Harbour Health.
Oh, wonderful.
So I did a couple of barista courses with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
which
great.
Because
you know nothing about coffee.
I know nothing about coffee. I'm not even, you know, I don't have tattoos about my love of coffee or anything like that. So the very capable volunteers at Thorn Harbour Health will be manning the coffee machine, which
is
great.
Absolutely great. There's also a massive auction that happened. Kevin, have you ever gotten anything at the big auction in the Masonic Hall?
I have a bit of a problem with auctions. my hands just wave around in the air until I buy things for significantly.
I feel like you're Kermit the Frog in the Muppets.
Yeah. I feel like you're just having like flashbacks to being on the dance floor when the beat drops and you're like, yay!
Or I look like one of those wavy things with the outside the vacuum shop.
What's great about the auction is there is a wide array of things, whether it's pre-loved leather goods. Sometimes there's some amazing history-making pieces there. Last year we had a lot of posters that were provided to us thanks to the Australian Gay and Lesbian Archives, where they had copies of posters from moments in history, which was wonderful. And also many organisations and businesses donate just their goods or their wares, which is absolutely fantastic. But there's not just that. There's also a dunk tank. The Eagle Leather Dunk Tank is back this year. Have either of you ever been dunked in a dunk tank?
I have.
But not that one?
I think it was the same one, actually. Yeah.
Well, I'm about to announce that. That's a terrible drum roll. It has been announced, well, not yet, I'm announcing it now, that I will be doing the dunk tank this year, because just for no other reason... to give myself a break. So I'm going to be spending a half an hour in that dunk tank and I'm going to buy the prettiest bathers I can.
I feel like the main reason you're doing it is so you can reenact your desires to be in Greece.
I got chills, they're multiplying.
Ever since I was like 3 years old and I saw that movie for the first time, all I ever wanted to do with my life was be in a dunk tank.
Look, I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty sure there's plenty of people in our community that would like an opportunity to just take me down a peg or two, so this is a great chance for them to do that. And that way every donation they give goes towards supporting Thorn Harbour Health's David Williams Fund and Joy 94.9 and the fundraising on the day. But that's not the only thing that happens. There's also the leather treasure section, which is a section that a lot of people get very excited about each and every year. Kevin, you're the organiser for that, aren't you?
I am. I'm doing that again this year. I was involved with setting it up last year.
Well, it requires many loads of things, many, many loads of things to be able to make it happen. But we're going to talk about that after this, because there's so much happening at Northside Bazaar. There's so much going on. We can't just fit it into one segment. We've got to keep on rolling. So it's happening on Saturday the 19th of October, but stay tuned as we talk more Northside Bazaar. Have you got some fetish gear? Have you got some videos? Have you got something just sitting in your house that you don't use anymore? Maybe it could help us. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Ash and Dee. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and we're here with Kevin Walsh and Ash and Dean, and we are talking Northside Bazaar. Northside Bazaar. It's a fundraiser that happens each and every year. It's happening on Saturday the 19th of October at the Laird Hotel and the surrounding street and Masonic Hall. And it's a massive fundraiser for Joy 94.9 and the David Williams Fund, a part of Thorn Harbour Health. And Kevin, you are taking over a space and running it this year. There's an alleyway, there's an auction hall, there's a master baker area. You know, you've even got the down and dirty stage in the Laird, but you're taking over a section of the Laird, which is the leather treasure section. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we take over the pool room each year, Dean. And we
go straight to the pool room.
Straight to the pool room. Yep. If you bite in the pool room, you take it home to the pool room. we have an amazing array of secondhand leather and fetish gear donated by various members of the community. We have drop-off points at Thorn Harbour Health, here at Joy, mm-hmm. also at the Laird. And if you've got a big enough load and you can't get it there yourself, I'm happy to come around to your place and take your load off your hands for you.
What a better offer.
I do my best. Yeah. I do my best.
Well, what are these loads? What are the kind of loads that people are looking for?
We traditionally have lots of secondhand leather gear. Videos, DVDs.
Oh, I can vouch for the videos. The pornographic videos I have bought so many of over the years at Northside Bazaar.
But you're potentially the only person in Melbourne with a VCR.
So. This is true, and I'm okay with it. Like, it's absolutely great. There's DVDs, there's books.
Yep, magazines.
We do also say, as it is fetish gear, please no insertables.
Yep. No insertables that have been taken out of their packaging.
Oh, Brett's always just said insertables. You've gone a step further.
If you've bought an insertable and got it home and thought, oh, maybe not, and it's not been opened.
A little bit too ambitious.
By all means, delicious. Pop it around.
Well, have you ever gotten some fetish gear, you've bought it and you think maybe, and then just never done anything with it?
Yeah.
In fact, I bought a pair of boots from Northside Bazaar.
Oh, from the Leather Treasure?
From the Leather Treasure about 5 years ago. They were absolutely gorgeous, but they were one size too small for me. So I have never actually worn them, because every time I try to put them on, I go, oh, these are so painful. I cannot imagine spending the night in leather wearing these boots. So I just go back to my old faithfuls. But they are really nice. I might actually donate them back this year, I think.
Oh, see, that's a great idea. If you've gotten something from the leather treasure stall and you haven't used it, donate it back. Give that, they may grow, because all the money raised there supports the Thorn Harbour Health David Williams Fund and Joy 94.9, which is absolutely fantastic. But it is a really interesting space because it's got all these bits and pieces from people's lives or collections of things, and it's always great to have a scrounge around.
And one of the joys of donating some of the stuff that you've got at home that you're not using is it makes space for the stuff that you buy
at Northside Bazaar. Speaking of which, we have gotten a message in, Kevin, saying, please, you were saying you can be a bit handsy at an auction.
Just a little.
And put your hands up and bid a lot. So Lloyd has asked sincerely that we do not allow you to have a proxy at this year's auction at Northside Bazaar.
Look, I think it's reasonable for us to tell Lloyd that I won't have a proxy at Northside Bazaar.
We also got another message in, and this is from Matt asking, as a country guy who's keen on exploring the leather kink BDSM scene, would you recommend the Northside Bazaar for a total novice? I haven't been to the Laird or Club 80 before, so what should I do? What do you guys reckon?
I think it's a great idea. It's because it's not...
Because it has a kink edge. It's a fun tongue-in-cheek tone, but it really is a community event for everyone.
Yeah, so...
Everybody will be there. The rubber guys will be there. In fact, the rubber guys have put me to shame and they've already identified people to come and work on the leather and treasure.
So oh, wonderful.
They were first cab off the rank.
Which is great.
So they'll be there. The leather guys will be there. Our current LLM, Jay Fox, will be there. Mm-hmm. There'll be the Bears are obviously there. Yes. All the sporting teams are there.
It's a mixed-gendered event. So, you know, it's not overly... you know, sexualized or a little bit too scary if you're a novice and you're sort of trying to explore the scene. Like, everything's pretty acceptable.
It's a great way to engage with the community. Yeah. A mixture of the community. Some people are fetish, some people are not, but it's an amazing community event.
And also the chance of getting, you know, some secondhand goods, because, you know, we all know that leather and kink stuff can be quite expensive.
Oh my God, yes.
So if you've got something in your wardrobe that you're not wearing anymore, bring it on down, because there's someone like this guy who might be interested in exploring the scene who doesn't want to fork out a couple of $100 if he's, you know, just exploring it.
It's also a really social way to engage with a really fabulous and fun scene. It's very relaxed. Not everyone there is kinky. You know, as it's a community event and as it's a community fundraiser, the diversity of people about that are there for the entire day is completely huge. And it's a really fun and welcoming space. You know, and if you do, you can go inside to the Laird and you can look at the Down and Dirty stage, and they've got demonstrations happening all day and things going on. So you can check some stuff out and ask those people questions, which is absolutely great.
And you can also buy a beer, which is...
So always a lovely, lovely thing to do. Now, you are asking for more loads for the...
As many loads as we can get.
As many loads as you can take. So, Kevin, where can people drop their loads for you?
They can drop their loads here at
Joy 94.9.
Yeah, that's where we are.
You can also drop them at Thorn Harbour Health on St Kilda Road or at the Laird Hotel.
Yep. Or, as I said before, if you've got a load that you can't get to one of those locations, hit me up on the social media and I'm more than happy to make a time and come around and grab that from you.
Well, if you jump onto our social media right now, we've got a link there to where people are asking for donations. Now, that's for the Masonic Hall, but we'll also put another one up so you can connect with Kevin, and that way you can give him your loads whenever you like.
Thank you very much.
What more could we ask for? Kevin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Ash and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.